Ai tēnei te mihi kia ora kia koe, e te tūne tukake, inga whakaore pāna ki ngā take o te wā, e mōne tāo he mahanga kaupapa, ngā take mui a tātu ngā hapū me ngā whānau o hokianga nei.
Ai, kia ora atamari e tātou, he mihi nui tēnei kia tātou i tēnei wā, kua neke atu mai i raro i tērā taumahatanga o COVID, level 4, level 3, level 2, ainina. No reira ngā mihi kia tātou. Yeah, so pērā anō, that's kind of how it is right now. Life is getting on with life, and of course we've kind of like changed gear out of a high intensity crisis emergency responsive state into, okay, now we've got to future proof this so that we don't fall back into this or we're left out of the conversation. So those were two of the key findings from the mahi that we were doing during COVID lockdown, and also, you know, an already existing issue around substandard housing here in Hokianga, or chronic housing, which is kind of the big kaupapa kōrero for most of us here in Hokianga, as well as water and power. So yeah, that's kind of where we've been at on this side.
Tēnā koe te tūne. Well, those are all big take, and I know take not peculiar to our whanau from the Hokianga. Whether you're living in the middle of Auckland, I was speaking with our whanau from Te Mahurehure Marae last week, and she was saying, you know, the homelessness of our people in Auckland, five generations of our whanau living in one house because they can't afford housing, and caught in a situation where unless they live in that situation, they are unable to afford housing or even find suitable housing for our whānau. So it's a big take for all of us.
Yeah, kia ora. I think that's one of the key things too around why we're seeing a lot more of our whānau returning back home. You know, so it's been a bit of a massive catalyst, and now we've got to look at an innovative approach across the sectors. So during lockdown, a lot of my time was spent advocating with sectors, cross sectors, so that's TPK, MSD, MHUD, and MB, to have a conversation with a pre-treaty settlement hapu, you know, let alone for it to be a collective one. And so, you know, that's been a huge endeavour. I think, you know, Christine, I'm just assuming that's our whanaunga, Christine from Te Mahurehure Marae and Tamaki, she's dead right. And of course, the other thing too with our tamaki whānau has always been, why is it such a crisis here in, you know, in Hokianga during lockdown? Why is this cry out when not during lockdown, we don't hear anything? And so that's been asked of me quite a lot, especially from our whānau in the urban areas. And it's just that whole difference between knowing, yes, we do have multi-generations living on our whenua here in Hokianga, but think of it like this. It's not even glamping. It's not even camping. They're living in cars, in trucks, in buses, in caravans, in camper vans, in cow sheds or in tents, or sheds themselves with tents inside. There's no water, and there's no power, and there's no sewage systems. And that's how our whānau are living. Now, when there is no lockdown, you can move. You can go to your whānau who are up the road, to the nannies and the aunties up the road, and you can get access to a hot shower, you know, and having a hot kai. So those were the simple things that a lot of our whānau are experiencing in a rural area that our whānau in tamaki and urban areas didn't realise this is what life was like. And then to top it all off, when that access is no longer available, and most of us all know this living at home, all it takes is one car that you all use because it's legal to go into town to collect the kai, and then that car's not available, then what do you do? You know, we used to do all the massive gardens, and we no longer drive from even Omanaya all the way through to Opononi and see the massive gardens that used to be there, or even Waimau all the way through. That's no longer happening. So, you know, this whole future-proofing our kai security is hopefully to get us to that point. But during a COVID lockdown scenario or even emergency response, what are some solutions we can put into place now, and get ready for that event, because of course it's not just COVID and level four lockdowns. We also get hit with events, you know, so like climatic events. What used to be a 50-year to 75-year climatic event, a flood or, you know, or a drought, is now tapping there every year or every other year, and sometimes two in the same year. So we're really feeling a lot more the impacts of floods, and we've seen that across our nation. And that happened during COVID, so that's almost, you know, a huge amount of mahi that goes into recovery of, from an event and an emergency crisis, let alone COVID on top. So that really helped a lot of my cousins contextualise and understand the uniqueness of our space and why it's so hard to have a talk with sectors like MSD, who are leading it out and are the lead in housing and are the lead for Kai security. And so when they're not talking to us at all here in Hokianga, they might be talking with Te Rārua and Te Rōrua, and thankfully Te Rōrua, our closest neighbours here for us, and Te Rārua on the north side, we spoke about this, you know, and we said, yes, we can work out something because we're closer together. Kaikui is such a long way away for Hokianga, and Kaitaia is a long, long way for Hokianga, so is Dargaville. So being able to look at establishing even a Hokianga housing provider here in Hokianga for Hokianga whānau is really important. And also within that hub, looking at Kai security and being able to provide a more agile and responsive approach from our own whānau here and for our own whānau here.